from KQED.
Spring has arrived in the Bay Area, and with it comes baseball. This is Bay Curious. I'm Olivia Allen Price. This week, we're getting things started at, well, I'll just let you guess. An Oakland A's game. That's where I met our question asker.
My name's Chris Thompson.
Chris is a big A's fan, and he comes to a lot of games. But a few years ago, he found himself in enemy territory.
I was brought to the Giants game by my work. The boss is a big Giants fan.
He was sitting in the bleachers at AT&T Park, and a fan near him tried to start the wave.
And all the fans around him started booing, and then eventually the ushers came over and asked him to stop.
Chris had never seen the wave shut down like that, and he asked Bay Curious.
Why don't they allow fans to do the wave at Giants Stadium?
Well, Chris, we can get one thing cleared up right away. There's no official policy banning the wave at Giants games, but there is something of a self-imposed ban that has been part of fan culture for decades. To understand that, we've got to go back to when the wave first began in this very stadium more than 30 years ago.
October 15, 1981, more than 47,000 fans of the Oakland A's say goodbye to an incredible season in a most incredible way.
The Athletics are battling the Yankees for an American League championship, and the game isn't going very well for Oakland. A man with a big voice and a loud drum is standing along the third baseline.
My name is Crazy George. I'm a professional cheerleader.
Yep, it's Crazy George, whose vocal cords have taken a beating after 40 years of cheerleading. On that night in 1981, he was ready to start the very first wave.
Once I had these four or five sections organized, and they knew as this section stood up and sat down, this one would do it, that one would do it, that one would do it, I was ready to start it.
It was the fifth inning, and Oakland hadn't scored a run.
And I started, and it went there, then there, then there, then there, and it went down about one-third of the way around and died about seven sections down.
But George, he had coached the fans nearest him to boo if the wave didn't make it all the way around the stadium. Finally, on the fourth try,
it was coming out, it was fabulous. All three ducks were doing it. It was perfect.
The radio broadcasters who were calling the game didn't know what to make of the sight.
That's amazing. I've never seen anything like this. All this is happening while nothing's going on in the field.
And so the wave was born. From its Oakland origins, it traveled like a tsunami to college football games and soccer matches. But one place it did not catch on, Candlestick Park, where the Giants played.
Those were the times when, you know, the crowds were pretty sparse at Candlestick. So even if somebody wanted to do the wave, it's going to be more like a ripple.
That's Pat Gallagher. He worked as the director of marketing for the Giants for nearly 33 years. Now, the Stick was a notoriously cold and miserable ballpark. And to be honest, the Giants kind of sucked during a lot of the early and mid-80s. But Gallagher thinks there was another reason the wave never caught on.
Giants fans sort of think that they're a little different. So we would never stoop to anything as pedestrian as doing the wave. It just, you know, it wouldn't be cool.
I headed out to AT&T Park to see if today's fans agree. A lot of them did.
We don't wave because we're better than that. Like, everyone else does that, but we're better.
It's an obnoxious fan response to excitement. I think it's silly.
But to other fans, it's about rivalries.
Why not the wave?
It's Oakland. We're San Francisco. Okay? It's always been like that. We don't do the wave here.
Some say it's a Giants-Dodgers thing. Though the wave may have started in Oakland, a lot of people first saw it during the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles. Just ask baseball author and huge Giants fan, Dan Faust, who does not look kindly upon Dodgers fans.
Their experience is all about beating the traffic, getting to the game late, leaving early, and throwing beach balls around in the stands. And the wave is just such an LA part of that.
One dirty little secret Faust let me in on? The wave has been circling AT&T Park more and more each year. Faust chalks it up to new fans who just don't know any better. Yeah, that's Chris Thompson's reaction to what our Giants fans had to say. He's a listener who sent in the question.
Are they proud to be that bourgeois? And it's waves and hot dogs and beers. You know, this is baseball. Come on.
Are you happy to see it? Are you happy to do it and participate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There have been a few beer and food casualties over the years, but, you know, everybody's got to make sacrifices to make the wave work.
Thanks for your question, Chris. And thanks to Adam Grossberg, who helped produce this story. We've got a video of Crazy George and that historic wave on our website, baycurious.org. Go check it out. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED. I'm Olivia Allen Price.
I got a question for you.
Yeah?
When you were there, did you notice that every one of the Giants players that played that day, I'm better looking than them? Did you notice that?